CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Communist Party of China Central Committee will soon convene a key meeting on the country's 13th five-year plan. The meeting is scheduled from October 26th to 29th. The five-year plan sets out an economic and social policy framework for the country. The current plan is focusing on the quality of economic growth rather than the GDP rate. It runs out at the end of this year. Chinese authorities have announced that poverty alleviation will remain a major task in China's next five-year development plan between 2016 and 2020. Hong Tianyun, deputy director of China's top office for poverty alleviation, made the announcement in Beijing. China has over 70 million people in the countryside living below the country's poverty line of 2,300 yuan in annual income as of the end of last year. Hong says it will be challenging for China to achieve its goal of lifting all people out of poverty by 2020. Hong also notes Beijing will host the Global Poverty Reduction and Development Forum on Friday, at which President Xi Jinping will deliver a keynote speech. Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli is now in Singapore for an official visit to further promote ties between China and the city-state. Zhang's visit comes as the two countries celebrated the 25th anniversary of diplomatic ties earlier this month. During his three-day visit, Zhang is scheduled to meet with Singapore's president and prime minister. Zhang and his Singaporean counterpart will co-chair the 12th meeting of the China-Singapore Joint Council for Bilateral Cooperation. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi will be in Japan tomorrow and Wednesday to co-chair the second China-Japan high-level political dialogue with Japanese National Security Council Chief Yoichi Shotaro. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed the meeting, saying Yang will travel on Yoichi's invitation. The first high-level political dialogue was held in Beijing in July. China's Ministry of Environmental Protection received nearly 700 public tip-offs about pollution in the first half of the year, with more than 75% of them regarding air pollution. A ministry statement says other complaints involved water, noise, and waste pollution. The ministry says its investigation confirmed problems in about 500 of the reported cases. Companies found responsible received punishments ranging from warnings to suspension, closure, and fines. All the complaints were lodged through telephone hotline 12369. The defense ministers of 16 countries will attend the 6th Xiangshan Forum in Beijing from Friday to Sunday. The 16 countries include Malaysia, Cambodia, the Philippines, and Indonesia. So far, 49 countries and 4 international organizations have confirmed their presence at the event. The forum was launched in 2006 and was held once every 2 years from 2006 to 2014. From this year, the event will be held annually. Local tourism authorities are offering a 50% discount on tickets to the Mount Chomol Lama Base Camp starting November 1st. The discounts will remain in effect until the end of March. Mount Chomol Lama, known as Mount Everest in the West, will be cut to 90 yuan, which is about $14. The base camp, which sits at an altitude of 5,200 meters, received 60,000 visitors last year. Preliminary result shows that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has won re-election, his fifth term in office. Lukashenko took over 83% of the vote, while three other candidates each netted single-digit numbers. Leading challenger Tatiana Karatkevich finished second with less than 6% of the vote, though she had been hoping for 20%. She was the first female presidential candidate in Belarus. According to Central Election Committee, the turnout in the presidential election stood at 87%, with around 7 million people registered to vote. Thailand's criminal court has issued an arrest warrant against former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat for failure to appear in court for a defamation case. The lawsuit was filed by Thailand's military, accusing the former leader of damaging the army's reputation while giving interviews in South Korea in May. The first hearing of this case was supposed to begin on Monday. Thaksin's lawyer told officials the former premier could not show up because he's living in exile. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.